graduation from the schoolmaster law. Galatians 5:24, wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Grace is a teacher, just as law is a teacher, and its lessons are to bring man to Christ, to thoroughly condemn us and set us at the feet of Christ, to see our dire need and helplessness. Now then, after the law did condemn, then we come to another teacher, and that teacher is Christ. Christ, the grace of God. Christ in the school of grace. We enter that school of grace after we've entered through the schoolmaster law, but we cannot enter the door of grace yet. A man can never gain admittance into the school of grace unless he has had the letter of condemnation passed upon him. You see, one can never appreciate or even have a true desire for the school of grace until condemnation has been passed upon him. He has seen his dire need and helplessness, and now he is ready to sit at the feet of grace, helpless and a beggar, to beg admittance into the school of grace by Jesus Christ, who is the only principal that can give him admittance into the school of grace. And it is by his sacrifice that we gain admittance into the school of grace. So the gospel brings the pupil that was previously condemned, dead in trespasses and sins, and then made new in Christ. Christ being the door, that the school of grace, where no man enters in unless he comes through that door. For all other men who try to climb up some other way are thieves and liars and robbers and cannot enter in. The lessons of the law and lessons of condemnation, the fiery law of God, a schoolmaster who sat you down very painfully and showed you your utter failure before him. Dear Christian, has the law showed you that? You who profess Christ, the law was a very intolerable schoolmaster, not willing to give you an inch, not willing to budge on his demands at all. Very rigid schoolmaster, demanding perfection, would not tolerate anything less than perfection. No one could help you with your test. You went on your own merit. No one could tutor you. Your works were not good enough. They never measure up. You were weighed in the balances and found wanting. At every turn, the law had answer to your failure, and that answer was death. Then at the final exam, Christ came in, and when you saw your utter failure and destitution and your inability to meet your requirements, and when God revealed it unto you, another teacher, and that teacher was Christ. He showed you everything that you ever did, but he added to the lesson something the law could not expound on, and that was grace, Christ, grace, and love. He showed you love where the law could only bring you to the feet of that love, Christ, and he showed you that he took your test. He sat in the school of law and never failed. But he went through the law for you, and he came to the penalty of breaking the law, and that was the blood being shed and his death. So then he was slain by the law of God and became your substitute. And he knew no sin, but he knew that sin was ever present with you, and you could not defeat it. It was a lion or a bear that would devour you, but he defeated it. He showed you how he suffered by paying the penalty for your sin, because he had not done one of those sins that you were guilty of. He did not have to atone for his own sin. He was sinless. And he not only took your sin and grief on the cross, but he died for it. And he was buried. And he rose again, defeating death. He was the only one to go through the law school perfect. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So then if you look to him to be the only allowable substitute for your utter failure, because he is accepted by God, then you will pass from the law of condemnation to the school of grace. So the question to ask is, have you passed through that school of law? Have you been brought to the feet of the Savior and showed your utter failure, that you deserve hell, the penalty of sin, the wages of your sin, death and hell for all of eternity, but Christ being the substitute, the substitutionary atonement for your sin, that he paid it all, he perfectly fulfilled the law, he paid the penalty for your sin. Turn to Christ today, and you will graduate from the school of law to the school of grace.